How many times in April have we woken up to pounding rain and wind? So the wettest April ever went out in style. And I've stopped saying rather meekly, you know, we're supposed to have April showers. Because, actually, this is more like floods. I woke up this weekend thinking I was in Cape Town. It was June 1991 and we were on our WAC Africa tour, filming in Egypt and Kenya and South Africa. It was a whole lot of fun. Until we arrived one weekend in Cape Town and a winter storm hit us with a vengeance. The Standard Hotel in the Central Business District really rocked to the gales and the stairwell rattled with the rain, lashing the windows and the skylights. Oh well, we said, it won't last forever. But it did. Sunday morning at breakfast, we conversationally asked when it might clear up so we could start filming. Maybe a week, it could be more. What? It's the Cape Doctor, you know. It always blows in like this for the winter months. Ooh. I remember our faces fell and we waited and waited and planned what we might do if it ever stopped. We couldn't see Table Mountain through the storm and there was absolutely nothing to do, nothing to talk about, nothing to read, no people about, and on the TV, just Afrikaans. We were saved, actually, from utter boredom by the fax machine. Do you remember those things before we had text and cheap international calls? It was a huge, long fax, full of the delights of home, including, among other things, the memorable, detailed plot of this week's Home and Away. Oh, yes, we wouldn't miss it. Alf Stewart and his wretched sister Morag. There was Don Fisher with his boat drama with his kids Alan and Bobby. And best of all, Lance's mum, Colleen, who once delivered the immortal line, "Here's your cup of Chino." I've always loved that line. That was the best Whack-A-Day fax ever. And actually, it gave us some ideas. Whack-A-Day often had a soap opera feel about it, without the violent deaths, of course. You know, it rained solidly without a moment's break all night, all day, and all night again. Finally, we sneaked out of our rooms in the morning and looked at the swirling winds outside. There were people outside, actually walking and heading to work. The city, which had been a ghost town all weekend, was suddenly showing signs of life. And just as immediately, the rain and the wind stopped. And best of all, there was this cloud dangling over Table Mountain like a huge, monstrous, swirling tablecloth. And that's when we had a Whack-A-Day moment. Why don't you run around wearing a cape and let's put a tablecloth on Table Mountain? Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Unfortunately, the tablecloths in the kitchen were the size of a hanky. We needed a great big tablecloth. A huge bedsheet! So we sent Claire up to take the spare sheet from her twin bed, and off we went up Table Mountain for a glorious view as the sun came out. And we had our picnic with these strange local mountain creatures called Dassies, who came along for the sandwiches and the fun. And some local kids joined in too, and it was a hilarious whack snacks with the mallet on the kids, the sandwiches and the mountain. I often wonder if one day I'll hear from those kids, because I often do. Yesterday, by the way, there was an email from someone who listened to my Timmy on the Tranny radio shows in 1978. And last week someone recalled the word jumbo, and he'd always remembered it from our WAC Africa trip. So thanks for that long fax. Now it's entertaining emails and texts, but they always produce a smile, and often the idea for some nutty new Timmy adventure. So keep sending them.